Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirms India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous and safe region. Government to observe 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. All 9 BJP and its allies candidates win Maharashtra Legislative Council elections held for 11 seats. Nepal's Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dehal Prachand loses vote of confidence in Parliament. In Wimbledon, first men's single semi-final underway between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and 5th seed Daniil Medvedev in London. And in cricket, 8-nation Women's T20 Asia Cup to kick off on the 19th of this month at Dambulla, Sri Lanka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirming India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous, resilient and safe BIMSTEC region. The foreign ministers from the BIMSTEC member states today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The Prime Minister had fruitful discussions with the ministers on strengthening the regional cooperation in areas including connectivity, energy, trade, health, agriculture, science, security and people-to-people exchanges. During the meeting, Mr. Modi highlighted BIMSTEC's significance to India's neighbourhood first and look east policies as well as in its Sagar vision for security and growth for all in the region. The Prime Minister expressed country's full support to Thailand for the upcoming BIMSTEC summit to be held in September. The government has decided to observe the 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. On this day in 1975, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi imposed an emergency in the country. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the decision is intended to honour the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Samvidhan Hatya Divas will serve as a reminder of what happens when the Constitution of India was trampled over. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency as Congress unleashed dark phase of Indian history. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government has set an example so that what Congress did is not repeated.
जो निर्णय हुआ है ये बहुत अच्छा निर्णय है क्योंकि हमको एक एग्जाम्पल सेट करना है कि भविष्य में कांग्रेस पार्टी ने जैसे संविधान की हत्या की ऐसा कभी दोबारा ना हो ये बहुत देश के लिए जरूरी है संविधान के लिए जरूरी है और डॉक्टर बाबा साहेब बीआर अंबेडकर जी ने जो संविधान दिया है इस देश को उस संविधान का रक्षा करना हम सबका दायित्व है.
The Union Government has sanctioned several road projects for Tripura and Assam to strengthen rural connectivity and accelerate economic growth in the northeastern region. The Ministry of Rural Development has sanctioned 78 roads measuring 563 kilometres and 14 bridges under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana with an estimated investment of over 378 crore rupees for Assam. The Ministry has also sanctioned 42 roads measuring 118 kilometres with an estimated investment of 114 crore rupees for Tripura. In Kerala, the Union Minister Sarvananda Sonowal has said today that Vizhinjam port will become an important milestone for the development of the maritime sector in the country and is a major step towards creating world-class ports in the country. The Union Minister was addressing the official welcome program of the arrival of the first container ship San Fernando in Vizhinjam port in Thiruvananthapuram. Speaking at the function, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said that ports are the driving force of economic growth and a new chapter has been opened in the development chapter of the state. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged Dika policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same leak-up policy case on the 25th of last month. BJP today continued its attack on the Karnataka government over the reported diversion of funds from the Scheduled Caste Sub-Plan and Tribal Sub-Plan for implementing five guarantee scheme in the state. Briefing Media New Delhi's senior party leader and Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal alleged that SC and ST welfare funds have been diverted to fulfill the poll promises related to guarantees made by the Congress party.
जो एससी एसटी के लिए पैसा दिया गया या आवंटित था उसका डाइवर्जन कर दिया गया और जो राहुल गांधी जी की गारंटी थी या गारंटियां थी उनको पूरा करने में वो पैसा लगाया जा रहा है ये सरासर संविधान का उल्लंघन है.
Karnataka government has decided to appeal against the Kaveri Water Regulatory Committee order to release Kaveri River water to Tamil Nadu. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said today that the state will appeal before the Kaveri Water Management Authority. He said the state is not in a position to release the desired quantity of Kaveri water to Tamil Nadu due to low storage in its reservoir. Siddaramaiah said that an all-party meeting will also be held on Sunday on this issue. The report of the Uniform Civil Code in Uttarakhand is available to the general public from today. Chairman of the Rules and Implementation Committee, Shatrughan Singh, released the report of the Expert Committee, Uniform Civil Code, Uttarakhand.
नियमावली समिति को राज्य सरकार ने यह आदेश दिया जो चार खंडों में रिपोर्ट थी उसको पब्लिक के साथ साझा कर ली. अब वो चार खंडों में रिपोर्ट और जो हमने एक्ट बनाया जो संहिता बनी उसके दो खंडों में हिंदी और अंग्रेजी रूपांतरण हमारी वेबसाइट है जो कि सभी की जानकारी के लिए उपलब्ध है.
The report of the expert committee is available on the website www.ucc.uk.gov.in. IIT Delhi and Prasar Bharati will host the two-day robot competition DD Robocon India 2024 from tomorrow at the Tyagaraj Stadium in Delhi. The event will host more than 750 students from over 45 colleges, institutions and universities in the country. The DD Robocon India is aimed to promote technical skill development, innovation and teamwork among students. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. All the nine candidates of the BJP-led coalition won in the election for 11 seats of Maharashtra Legislative Council biennial elections held today, while two out of three candidates of the Mahavikas Aghari won the polls. 12 candidates were in the fray for 11 legislative council seats. All 274 MLAs of the Vidhan Sabha casted the votes today. From BJP, Pankaja Munde, Parinay Phuke, Sadabhav Khot, Yogesh Tilekar and Amit Gorkhe won the polls. Rajesh Vitekar and Shivaji Rao Garje of Ajit Pawar's NCP and Shiv Sena's former MP Kripal Tumane and Bhavna Gauli won the polls. Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda has congratulated Maharashtra NDA leaders on securing a landslide victory in the state's MLC election. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that as a result of the affirmative governance steps, a sea change has occurred in the country, particularly for the benefit of the youth. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the faculty and students of the Narsi Monji Institute of Management Studies in Mumbai. The Vice President delivered the keynote address in a discussion titled Empowering India, the Role of Higher Education Institutions in Making Viksit Bharat 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai, Maharashtra tomorrow. He will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the road, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at NESCO Exhibition Centre, Goregaon. Central forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid the debate over the Agnipath scheme, the central forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of central forces such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. Director General CISF Neena Singh has said the Home Ministry has taken a big step of recruiting ex-Agniveers in Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi University has dismissed a proposal to include Manusmriti in LLB syllabus. Talking to Media New Delhi, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan clarified that there is no endorsement of any such proposal in the Academic Council of the University. He said that the government is committed to uphold the constitution and there is no question of including any controversial portion of any script.
Vice Chancellor rejected that proposal. We all are committed to our constitution. We all are committed to our futuristic look, futuristic approach. Government is committed to uphold the true spirit and letter of constitution. There is no question arising to include any controversial portion of any script.
India and Bhutan have agreed to work together in the areas of climate change, air quality, forest, wildlife management and capacity building in the field of environment and climate change. A delegation from the Bhutan headed by Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Jem Shering, met Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh in New Delhi. Both the leaders discuss issues related to air quality, climate change, forests, natural resources, wildlife and renewable energy. India and Qatar have committed to resolve all obstacles hindering bilateral trade. In a joint working group meeting, an Indian delegation from the Department of Commerce and other ministries and organizations met with their Qatari counterparts in Doha on the 10th of this month. In the meeting, both sides reviewed progress on ongoing discussions regarding memorandums of understanding, MOUs on food safety and cooperation in exchanging pre-arrival information to facilitate trade and customs control on goods. Nepal's Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand lost a vote of confidence in Parliament today. Mr. Prachand lost trust vote as the largest party in his government, the Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist withdrew support. We have this report.
Following the voting on the confidence motion, Speaker Devraj Bhimre announced that Prime Minister Prachanda's vote of confidence proposal was denied by a majority of House of Representative members. He had to get the support of 138 lawmakers to prove his majority, whereas only 63 members stood by him. This was the fifth time when Prime Minister Dahal faced floor test. Now the two largest parties of Nepal, Nepali Congress and CPN-UML will collaborate to form a new government in Nepal. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu, Nepal.
In Wimbledon, the first men's single semi-final between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and fifth seed Daniil Medvedev is underway at the Centre Court in London. Alcaraz and Medvedev had met at the same stage last year where Alcaraz won. In the other semi-final match, seven-time champion Serbian Novak Djokovic will face 25th-seeded Italian Lorenzo Musetti at the same court after this match. The much-awaited eight-nation Women's T20 Asia Cup 2024 will commence on the 19th of this month at Dambulla. Teams from Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, UAE, Nepal, Malaysia and Thailand will compete in this major contest for women's cricket in Asia. India, Pakistan, UAE and Nepal are in Group A, while Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Malaysia and Thailand from Group B. The tournament will feature 15 matches, including two semi-finals and a final. India's forex reserves hit an all-time high in the week ended on 5th of this month. According to data released by the Reserve Bank of India today, the stockpile grew by $5.2 billion to $657.16 billion in that week. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirms India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous and safe region. Government observes 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. All nine BJP and its allies candidates win Maharashtra Legislative Council elections held for 11 seats. Nepal's Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand loses vote of confidence in Parliament. In Wimbledon, first men's single semi-final underway between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and fifth seed Daniil Medvedev in London. And in cricket, eight-nation women's T20 Asia Cup to kick off on the 19th of this month at Dambulla, Sri Lanka. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.